It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, Chad is here with us.
I'm back.
There you go. There you go. And of course, Tom, how are you doing, Tom? You still hanging in with us?
Oh, it's great.
We give him challenges all the time. Sorry about that.
Beautiful.
But anyways, we're all good here. I always like to start with something uplifting, and you never know who needs you. Good energy is contagious. That's what it's all about, right? Yeah. I love people that are like bubbly, our last guest was like
he was great. He was contagious. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can't say I hate, but I don't like it when people are like, oh.
Yeah. I'm like hello.
I'm like, anyway. That needs a drink after that.
There you go. Anyways, all right. Well, again, I am so excited that you are here with us. I want to tell you a little bit about our show today and our next hour. And of course, if you weren't with us on our first hour, we start at 6 o'clock, but it's okay if you missed it. You can go to my podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and listen there. Actually, you can listen to all my past shows and also visit us, our website at kimpaganoshow.com. Also, I hope that you are following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other places that we can stay connected. And also, when you call in, and of course, that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to call in because we have lots of stuff that we are giving away, and we would love to share those with you. So first, we're going to be talking with Anna Griffin, and of course, she is with PawWorks, and we're going to be talking about their PawWorks brunch. It's their fundraiser. They always do like an amazing job. Next, we're going to be talking with Vivian Rhodes about her book. This is her second book, but she's done lots of stuff, and of course, this book is If You Should Read This, Mother. And then, of course, we are going to be talking with Mark. And of course, he is Mark Sekten, or Seknen. I'm going to get that right. And we're going to be talking about all the dangers of wildfires in Southern California. So we've got a great show for you. And of course, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways and some of the mentions?
Yes, we do have Taste of Camarillo. It's the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch House, Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4 p.m. Lots of fun there. Tequila and tacos. It's the big music festival coming to downtown Ventura Plaza Park. Join us for 2 days of fun. It is Saturday, July 22nd, and then Sunday, July 23rd. It's going to showcase top-shelf tequilas, sampling for that while you enjoy the best gourmet tacos, too. And then there's the Oxnard Salsa Festival, which is going on July 29th, 30th, Plaza Park, this time in downtown Oxnard. Lots of fun with that, Kim.
There you go. And we just picked up another one, and it's called Fork It Over. And, of course, that is benefiting the Camp Arnaz program for Girl Scouts. And that is happening August 3rd. It's a Thursday, 6 to 9, over at Palm Garden Hotel. And we've got a couple tickets for that, so I'd love to share that with everyone. And, of course, that is our phone number is 805-419-0008. I also want to mention with everybody that Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is coming up, and I will be there in Thousand Oaks and also Ventura, and of course they're getting ready for their kickoff. And of course, you know, it's all about passion, and no one walks alone. So let me give you the two dates. October 7th is the Thousand Oaks one, and October 14th is the Ventura. And I'd love to get some of my listeners out there with me. So if you know somebody that's been touched by breast cancer or you yourself, I'd love to share that with all of you out there. With that, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call in, please leave us your name, your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And we love your calls, and we thank you so much for them. So with that, let's welcome and introduce Anna Griffin. Welcome. How are you?
I'm really well, Kim. Thank you. How are you?
Great, great. Where are you from?
Originally London.
Oh, that's where my whole family is from.
You picked up the accent right away.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even take me like 2 seconds. So, yeah, how long have you been here?
A little over 20 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
America's home, but I still have my accent. So.
There you go. Yeah, I had an accent when I was, you know, little, and everybody made fun of me, and I got rid of it. But I really love
really?
It. You know,
get
yeah.
rid of it. I love it.
I know exactly. It's
accent.
Very,
I'm like, what?
Exactly.
I literally can get away with pretty much anything.
That's
yeah.
not true.
Yeah.
Well, so you say.
I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit about PawWorks and the organization for my listeners that don't already know it. I'm really excited to be sharing that with everybody. So,
well, PawWorks was founded 3 years ago. And within their first month, they assisted Ventura County become a no-kill shelter, which is absolutely huge. In over 3 years now, we're at 2,700 dogs and cats.
2,800.
28.
Oh,
thank
just
you.
Did one more? Yeah. 100 more?
Yes, 100
okay,
more.
Okay, there you go.
But that's how fast it moves.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's like a two-week jump. So yeah. We're up to really big things. We're really, really committed on, as well as helping animals in need and getting them out of the shelter system and a chance of a forever home, also education. So the importance of spay and neuter is a very important message for us. We're up to big things. My plan with Chad is to go national.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that we can really continue to do this work on a much larger scale.
That's great. How long have you been with PowWorks?
About 4 months, is it?
Yeah, about 4 months.
Okay. It feels like a lifetime though.
Okay, great.
When you get sucked into us, like, we don't let go. We like put our claws into you and you have to like run screaming from us.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I know.
But one thing I'd love to say is, and talking about keeping things on the brighter side of life, so very passionate about dog rescue, and I actually came across PawWorks because I first adopted a wonderful dog called Wolfie from them. What they do, which really inspired me, is that they make this a very positive conversation. PawWorks, we put out there that it's a positive thing to do. We keep it uplifting. We really want to enroll everybody in continuing to make a lifestyle choice of rescue, of adopt, don't shop. But it's always kept very fun. You know, we don't like to pull people down. We want to inspire more and more people to do great stuff and to support us and to go out there and adopt rather than shop. So.
Right, right. Well, we never probably told everybody how we met, right? My mom passed away and she had two dogs. And of course, I adopted them immediately. But then I had a lot of things. In fact, I'm still donating, right?
You are.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of people that wanted to do something. And I wanted, instead of lure flowers, even though I love flowers, but my mom was really passionate about animals and so am I. And so we just started donating to PawWorks, and of course now I'm involved in it, and I love it, and I love what they're doing to make it all these great changes. So anything that I can do to help is going to be part of my life, right?
It is. You're on the road of PawWorks now, so I'm excited.
Yeah, there you go. So I know that you guys have a huge fundraiser coming up, and Barks and Bubbles, and of course Whiskers of Oz is the brunch. Tell us about that. What are we going to expect? I mean, I know Chad, okay? Everything that he does is like up there, so
fun.
I love that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a really, really exciting event, and it's sort of almost like what isn't there. So we've got a fabulous, it's at the Four Seasons, July 30th, starting at 10:30 with a cocktail hour. We have unlimited mimosas. We also have signature cocktail drinks from our good friends at Rock and Roll Tequila. We have the Salty Chihuahua and the Golden Retriever, and we'll have live music during cocktail hour with a really great duo called Amber and Stone, who are very popular in the Conejo Valley area. Moving into brunch, and we're coming into a theme of The Wizard of Oz. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful in the ballroom. As we come, our good friend Kiki Ebsen, and she is the daughter of Buddy Ebsen, she's going to be serenading three songs.
That's awesome.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, mm-hmm. If I Only Had a Brain, and one more that she's surprising us with.
Yes.
So, and then fantastic brunch. We also have a live auction. Ferrari of Westlake Village is a great sponsor of ours. They have donated a Ferrari experience. So that's a weekend with a Ferrari California.
Very cool.
Yeah, tea. We also have Brad Goreski. So this is a really big highlight, our two speakers. Brad Goreski, he is E! News Fashion Police host. And he's coming in to share with us really about Adopt, Don't Shop, why we want to rescue, the difference it's made in his life and what he's experienced since rescuing his own animal.
And he's also adopted from PawWorks. So, yes. You know, through his friend Kaylee Cuoco, who's also a board member for PawWorks, he adopted through one of our animals. And, you know, he's big in animal advocacy. And we're really going to show that, you know, the celebrity status and how they can really push out any, you know, cause and what their voice really matters. It gives some legitimacy to any nonprofit and what they're doing out there in the community.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I think the culture we're in right now, people do love celebrity. As Chad said, it adds legitimacy. I like to say it puts bums on seats. And we're very lucky to be supported by Kaylee Cuoco, as Chad mentioned, who is our celebrity ambassador and one of our board members, and she really walks her talk. She's extremely supportive, proactive with us, and then Brad is joining to speak. We also have one other guest speaker that I really want to mention, and that's Pam Horton. Pam is behind the documentary with her friends at Shelter Island Films. It's A Voice for Little Olive, and it's the story of what goes on in the puppy mill world.
Okay.
And they have this wonderful documentary that Ian Kaylee is involved with, and it shows why we need to stop the puppy mill trade and what actually goes on with these poor animals stuck in those that environment. So she's going to share a little with us about that, about her dog Little Olive, how Olive came to be rescued, and the life she was able to give her post-rescue.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know what? We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to find out a little bit more. And of course, Kiki Epson will be in our studio. And so we'll be talking a little bit more about your foundation and what you guys are doing. I do want to mention again, that is Whiskers of Oz Brunch, right? And of course, July
30th. Four Seasons Westlake Village at 10:30 a.m.
And there still are tickets on sale right now, so you can go to barkinbubble.org.
Okay, perfect. All right. And again, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500. It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we just had Kiki walk in, Kiki Epson. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. Tell us, for all my listeners, a little bit about yourself and, of course, your passion with the animals. And, of course, you're going to be at the Whiskers of Oz, the Bark and Bubbles, correct?
I am. I'm going to be performing. I'm a singer-songwriter and a musician from Southern California.
Yeah.
I've been playing music for many, many years as a keyboard player with some great groups like Boz Scaggs and Mike.
My favorite. And, oh, my God. They're my favorite. Yeah.
Chicago,
again, I'm going to be like a, you know.
Are you going to go fangirl on us right now?
No, but you know what? But I really respect all of these great, you know, bands and people that have done amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
With their art.
Yeah, it was really fun to be a part of their bands. And I have my own band. And I, as I said, I'm a singer-songwriter with 6 CDs out. I have a variety of shows that I do around town, including my original one. I have a Joni Mitchell band, which is amazing.
We'll love. Okay. See, that's my error right there. Did I just age myself or what? But yeah. No, I love that.
So, and then I do the show about my father, Buddy Epson, who is the iconic performer and also vaudeville man. In fact, I'm actually doing PawWorks and then going straight over to the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center.
I know she, I have to say thank you. She fit us in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was, it was amazing. So
it worked out kind of beautifully because I'm doing that show on July 30th in the evening, and it's all a tribute to my dad and goes into his career as a vaudeville dancer.
See, I work with them too. I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So when you're done at PawWorks, come on up.
Yeah. Okay. We'll head over there afterwards. Over there. Yeah. Well, okay. So I know they kind of talked a little bit about what you're going to be doing at PawWorks, but how did you get introduced to PawWorks and what's your interest?
Through a mutual friend. Okay. Through a mutual friend. That's great. And just by chance, I happen to be nuts about rescued animals. I have 6 rescued horses and 3 dogs and a cat. I'm down to that. I usually have about 6 dogs at any given time.
You're down to that.
I'm down to 3 dogs.
Once you're a rescuer, it starts. I had 8. I'm down to 5.
Yeah.
Because they get older and they just.
That's what happened. I just got a new puppy and she's extraordinary. So, and the older dogs are teaching her. And so I highly recommend the rescue dogs. I mean, they just couldn't be more beautiful. They pick you. Don't worry about it. If you're looking for a dog, it'll find you. And they're just the best. Absolutely
that's,
the best.
That's what it's all about. I was saying before you came here, my mom passed away, but I was already passionate. I already had my own animals. But my mom passed away and she had 2 dogs. My mom lived for her dogs. She never took vacations because she didn't think anybody would take care of them, you know, the same way that she could. And we have, you know, we're up against a mountain. So I would say, Mom, go, I'll take her. No, you have coyotes in your backyard. Well, now that I have the responsibility. I walk them out to go to the bathroom. I walk them in. You know, it's like
a little spoiled.
Yeah, they really. She made them like, you know, chicken every day and, you know, that kind of thing. But you know what? They're amazing dogs. I love animals. They're like unconditional. They love you whether you put your makeup on, whether you, you know, gain a couple pounds or not. I mean, animals are just amazing.
They're the best.
They are. And that's part of the, you know, when Anna was talking about education, is people don't realize that children learn compassion from the ages of basically 18 months to 4 years.
Right.
And animals, to me, are the only thing that truly show unconditional love and acceptance.
Yeah.
There's nothing else out there. We are not unconditional.
No.
And so an animal will love you as long as you love them back. And even when you hurt them, they will still love you.
Yeah.
They'll still forgive you for what you did to them. And it's such an amazing thing to see a child who comes from a lower economic, who is, you know, the nanny is the TV and whose parents have to work, and then they get an animal and it just, the responsibility and the love they receive from it, it's amazing to see.
And you know what, Chad, you're talking about younger. What about seniors? Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, companion, or to get them out to walk or exercise, or in the hospital where they have animals that just come in and are laying at their bedside. It's amazing. So, yeah, I'm all over it.
Yep. I'm so grateful for my parents having let me have animals when I was a little kid.
You know what? That's, you're absolutely right.
I was always the girl that brought home that box of kittens. They always, because I lived on a ranch, and they're like, "Oh, give it to Kiki. She's got space." And so I had like 26 cats at one time. outdoors, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and one thing we have to mention is about your dad, because most people, or a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't know this, but your dad was the first Tin Man.
He was the first Tin Man, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so in line with, that gives me chills, because I love when things just, you know, happen.
Yeah.
And I think nothing's by accident.
Yeah.
It all just works out.
I talk about it in the show, and a lot of people don't know that. Actually, he was promised the role of the Scarecrow, and then he got bumped to the Tin Man, and he got very ill from the makeup. So it's just so
He got ill from the makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used aluminum dust. It wasn't a cold cream or anything. They dusted him and he inhaled the powder and it coated the inside of his lungs and he almost died. He was recast while he was recovering from this deathly toxic reaction to
the aluminum
dust. So they mixed the dust with the cream for the next actor.
My mom was a hairstylist for the studio. Yeah. And so, I know that talk.
That's
you know, I'm a hair therapist. Yeah.
Makeup story.
Oh,
they
yeah.
teach it in class. They talk about it. So it's so great to be able to come and sing, you know, Over the Rainbow and be part of this, you know, this program, you know. And then I get to.
So I'm going to just ask her, Chad, because I know you were going to, but we wanted to just see if you would sing something for us. I know.
You want to do Over the Rainbow?
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, that would be amazing just to kind of give all our listeners just
we
a treat.
We have to tease you.
I know, exactly.
As long as everybody, you know, is going to
We're
sing
all
along
good.
With me.
Of course.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah.
You got to come to the show now.
I know. Come to the brunch. You're magical. Support, you know, isn't that amazing?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and that's your perfect gift. I mean, come on. You got to come. You cannot not come to the brunch now.
You cannot not come. I know.
And if you, for whatever reason, if you can't come to our brunch, where you can get tickets at paulworks.org.
Okay.
Kiki, you have another show that evening. So.
I have a show.
Why don't you give that out?
Tell every dad with love. A tribute to Buddy Ebsen.
I love
Simi
that.
Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center.
Oh, I love
and
that.
It's multimedia and a lot of fun surprises in that one.
Yeah, that's another great, really cool little, intimate studio there.
You can have a whole day with Kiki.
You can have a whole day
I know.
With Kiki.
I mean,
wow.
You start at the brunch.
There you go. I love it.
Start drinking at 10:30.
I know.
Don't end till
there you go.
8 or 9 o'clock at night. Come on.
There
my
you
kind
go.
Of day.
Exactly. Very cool. You just gave it away. I love it. So what is your goal? One, obviously these fundraisers are for, you know, making money to give back to all these animals, to find new homes, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we've got a couple of programs that we're really passionate about right now, Kim. One is raising money to buy a spay-neuter vaccine mobile van so that we can help underserved communities so all animals everywhere get the services and the healthcare they need. So we're really passionate and excited about that.
And just to make a point of that is what people do, especially in Ventura County, and this is where your show is huge in, is 50%, nearly 50% of the animals that come into the county shelter here in Camarillo and Simi Valley come from Oxnard. So that's one city. So our focus right now is to really get into Oxnard. We right now do monthly vaccine and spay and neuter clinics. We would love to do daily, weekly, whatever we can do. But again, it takes out of our, and we do it for free. We don't ask them to compensate us for anything.
Wow, that's
all
huge.
They have to do is show income verification, email us. Just to show that they are low income, because, you know, people do take advantage of free
Absolutely,
services. So
yeah.
We cover ourselves with that. But it's $2,500 each time we do it. And so, you know, and we're a nonprofit. We don't get taxpayers' money. Everything is through fundraising, through our adoption centers, through our, you know, public donations that people give us. So, you know, just realize that when you're giving back to us, we give right back to the community.
I love that.
Yeah.
Really quick, I want to, if somebody has an animal that they found or, you know, talk to us about that. What do they do?
You know, if you find an animal, do not take it from the area, because more than likely, unless they look disheveled and like they've been out in the area for quite some time, someone might be looking for that animal. So if you have a local vet, take it to the local vet, have them scan for a microchip, because most of the time, if they have a microchip, it's already pre-registered to somebody else. Or if it was a rescue animal, it's pre-registered to the rescue and you can call the rescue. We get this, you know, often.
That's a great tip right there.
If there isn't a local vet because it's 12 o'clock at night, call your local shelter. It'll go into the shelter.
Is a no-kill.
Here in Ventura County, we are the only area that is no-kill. There is a small area up in Reno County that's considered no-kill, but LA County is not no-kill. But by law, if they have a microchip, it's a 10-day hold. If no microchip, it's a 5-day hold, then it goes out to the public for adoption. So if you get really concerned about this animal, you can follow. They give you, you know, an ID number, everything like that. But don't take it, like if you're in, you know, Ventura and you find it and your home is in San Diego, don't take it to San Diego. Those people will never find their animal.
Correct. That's a,
you know,
yeah.
Take it to the local shelter, take it to the local vet.
Right. Okay. All right. And what about kittens? The same thing?
You know, kittens are a little harder.
Okay.
Always call your shelter. Kitten season is horrible for any shelter. 4th of July is horrible for any shelter. I mean, this year, I think our organization probably rescued about 100 to 150 kittens. The shelter itself had to have fosters for over 400 kittens. And that's not including the moms. But so any cat usually has 6 to 8 kittens in a litter, and it can go up, it can go down. But I mean, it's that's why we push spay and neuter. That's why we push vaccines. That's why we push microchips. And we do this all for free. And the county and those other organizations, they do all these services. So take advantage of them.
Right, right. Wow, that's great. All right. So for all my listeners, one, we want to invite you on July 30th, right, at the Four Seasons.
Yes.
And where can they get tickets?
They can go to our Facebook, Instagram. There's links on there.
We're PawWorks.
It's
at PawWorks.
It's PawWorks. It's two W's. It's PawWorks. You can go to pawworks.org. That's probably going to be the easiest, and go under events. And there still are tickets. It's $75. It's like Anna was saying, it's unlimited mimosas. There's signature drinks. It's a sit-down dinner. You get a giveaway bag. You get Kiki Epson singing.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it's
great live speakers.
And you're at the Four Seasons. I don't know if you've ever seen the beautiful waterfall out there. I mean, for $75 to go to the Four Seasons.
That's huge. Yeah.
You don't get that very often.
Yeah.
And everything we raise goes back to the animals.
Yeah. And there's amazing other people that are passionate about the same thing you are.
Yes.
I love that. You know, to me, I want to surround myself with people that love and love the things I love, you know?
Absolutely.
So, wow. I'm really excited, and I thank you, Anna,
and
I thank you, Kiki, for being here and for, you know, really promoting and helping PawWorks. So,
our pleasure.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Vivian Rhodes, and of course, her book is, let me find it here, If You Should Read This, Mother. So with that, and, you know, talking about our parents. So anyways, we're going to talk with her. So stay with us. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's see, what could we give away? We've always got something to give away. And how about some salsa tickets? And of course, we've got salsa tickets, and I'm also going to put tequila and taco festival tickets out there. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Yeah, I love when we have full studios. I would invite everybody into our studio. You know, I just think it's so much fun to kind of see where their life is.
And that was fabulous of her to sing off, you know. God. Not prepared, not ready. We just throw it at her.
Yeah.
And she was like,
oh, my God. I love that. Anyways, again, I would love everybody to join us at Paw Works Brunch. And, of course, that's July 30th at the Four Seasons. And give out the website one more time
for everybody. It's pawworks.org, which is pawworks.org.
There you go. Well, my next guest is Vivian Rhodes, and she's actually a friend of mine, but she's done so many things. And of course, this is one of her books, her newest book. And of course, one of her recent things that she's done is Groomed for Murder. And of course, that was one of her stuff. And also, she wrote actually a Lifetime. I love Lifetime, first of all, okay? But a television thriller. And of course, that was Stolen from the Womb. And again, we're talking about her newest book. And if you should read this, Mother, it's basically a suspenseful and compelling tale that every woman should read. And we're going to find out a little bit more about this. Vivian Rhodes. Vivian, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
How are you? Great.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And I kind of mentioned a few things, but tell us, everybody, for my listeners that might not know you yet.
Okay. Let's see. I got my degree from Syracuse University's Newhouse School of Communication in film and television, and I thought, wow, I'll just come to Los Angeles and sell a script. That sounded easy enough.
Sure, right?
Yep, it did not quite happen right away, but a few years later, I was fortunate enough to have my first book, Room for Murder, published by Random House. The publishing industry was very, very different back then, and I segued from there. It opened a lot of doors for me in television, and I wrote one sitcom. If you sneezed, it was kind of off the air. I wrote for some of the soaps, and I got some training in writing dialogue. And then eventually, I wrote lyrics as well. From my late husband was a TV film composer. I wrote lyrics with him. And I was nominated for 2 Emmys, did not win. He won many Emmys, but I did not. And eventually I found my way back to writing books. Mm. And I enjoy that medium very much.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us, what inspired you to write this one, if you should read this, Mother?
Well, I think I was engaged in a conversation with someone, must have been close to the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. And it dawned on me that the demographic of people who actually remember where they were when President Kennedy was assassinated is diminishing. As people grow older, you don't have that. And then there are so many people who just weren't born. I started thinking about those people who were alive at the time, but who were very, very young and only have, you know, a slight memory of that day. And what kind of impressions did they have? And that made me kind of start thinking about my protagonist, Megan Daniels, who tries to look for, she wants to look for her biological parents. And she was adopted. Unfortunately, her adoptive mother has Alzheimer's. Her adoptive father has passed away. And she can't find any paperwork about her adoption. But for some reason, when she sees something on the assassination, the anniversary is coming up, the assassination of President Kennedy, it triggers something in her memory. she doesn't know what, but she embarks on a journey, and it turns out to be quite a dangerous journey.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it sounds interesting, doesn't it? Yeah. And now, so where does this all take place?
This takes place in an imaginary town. Always easier to work with an imaginary town.
Okay.
In Northern California. And several characters are introduced, any one of whom could be one of Macon's parents. But she unravels a plot that was started many years ago.
Mm, that's interesting. And, it's funny. It kind of jogs my memory. One of my really good friends that I've known for years and years, she was adopted. And she was always, back when we were, I've known her since like second grade. She was always, we would be sitting somewhere and she's like, doesn't she look like me? Doesn't she look like me? She was constantly searching for her mom and her dad, because both of her parents, you know, and as she got to be, I don't know, in her early 20s, and she had been married, had children, or started her family, she ended up hiring somebody to find her parents. And oh my God, her and her sister and her mom are like identical.
Oh wow.
And it's interesting, but I went on that journey for years with her going, Kim, look it over there. Look over there,
well,
you know?
What's very interesting now, of course, there are so many resources. I mean, we have the internet. My story is set back in 2003. It's the 40th anniversary. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, Kim, but back in 2003, not everyone was computer savvy.
Correct.
Some people were, but that was something that worked to my advantage as a writer. It's sometimes easier to set things at a time when not everything was available.
Right.
But even with that, there was still no paperwork at all. And there were reasons that she could not find that my...
Well, same with my girlfriend, because at that time, everything had been closed. And so, you know, that's another thing. When you leave the hospital or you adopt, you can't, you know. So they had to lift all that stuff and ask permission. And that's, you know, sometimes people's lives have been already started, right? So,
Live when it turns out happily.
Yeah, exactly. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that, one, we're so glad that you're here. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Vivian Rhodes, and we're talking about her book, one of her many things that she's done. If you should read this, Mother. You also wrote The Stolen from the Womb, and I know it plays frequently on Lifetime. Tell us a little bit about that.
I love Lifetime, first of all.
I do, too.
You know, people are sometimes embarrassed, and they say, well, you know, it's a real chick network.
I think it's... it really is, but there's
like,
a little...
I was going to say, it is a little...
It is, but I have to tell you, it's got some great... tell, like, a woman's touch as opposed to...
Well, yeah, it's very melodramatic.
Yeah.
It's more than that, because if you think about it, the old movies that we loved from the 30s, 40s, 50s, the movies that had Barbara Stanwyck and Joan Crawford, those movies aren't made anymore. You can't see them in the movie theaters.
Right.
But the audiences didn't go away. So
right, that's true.
Still have a demographic wants to see those stories.
There you go.
And I like watching them. So I like, I love being able to have the opportunity to sell this.
Right, and you actually call this a girl book, right? That's a new thing?
My book is not a girl book. This, if you should read this, Mother. What I was saying is that there's a trend lately in mysteries, and that trend is known as, it's being referred to as the girl books. I think it began with the girl with the dragon tattoo, and the girl played with fire. Then there was Gone Girl and Girl on the Train.
Right.
And it's really interesting because these books, they all have a few things in common. Most of them, they're usually written in the first person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have different perspective. I don't know if you've seen it. Kind of in Gone Girl, there were two perspectives.
Right, right.
Girl on the Train had three perspectives. But most importantly, the protagonists are really unlikable women, or they're unreliable narrators. So you don't know if you can trust what they're saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
And there have been so many books with those titles, The Happiest Girl Alive.
Right, right.
So on and so forth. So that is definitely a new trend.
Wow. Vivian, where do we find your book and how can my listeners get it?
Well, there are a few ways. You can go to Amazon and just type in, If You Should Read This, Mother. Mm-hmm. It's available both in hard copy, and it's available as an ebook as well. You can go to the publisher's website, which is www.blackopalbooks.com. And if you go into your local bookstore, if you go into Barnes & Noble, if they don't have it, you can order it.
There you go.
I'm trying to
support
see if I can,
the, you know, support the locals,
yeah,
right? I love
local,
that.
Local authors.
There
and
you go.
I'm trying to see if I can arrange a book signing at some point.
Oh, there you go. Well, let us know that for sure. Vivian, thank you so much for being a guest here and telling us about your book and about your story. And I can't wait to have you back and to have you talk about some of the great new things that you're working on.
Terrific. I'd love it.
You
Thank
got
you.
It. All right. Again, Vivian Rhodes and her book, If You Should Read This, Mother. We are going to just move right on to our next guest. And, of course, we have Mark Sekten. Sekten. Is that right, Mark? Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. And, of course, we're talking about some of the dangers of fires. And, of course, we've had all these wildfires in Southern California. It's not even October yet. You know, that's scary.
Yeah.
Usually they happen about then, but welcome and please thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us. And as you so accurately pointed out, California's fire season is year-round now.
Yeah.
Unfortunate case. And, of course, with the drought is good. We have water, but we also have a lot more grass, and that is causing problems in some parts of the state. And so what we're trying to do is just remind people that it is fire season. Your property needs to be prepared, but you also need to make sure that you're prepared financially. And one of the key tools to that is insurance. And we try and remind people that much as you go to the doctor every year, you should review your insurance policy every year. And you want to review it to make sure that the square footage is correct, especially if you add on. Or if you've made changes inside the house that you wouldn't necessarily think about. For example, if you take and add granite counters, you wouldn't necessarily think about that. But if a fire was to come through, you're going to want to make sure you have enough resources to cover those granite counters.
That is true.
And so we ask people to kind of do this. The other thing we ask people to do, especially now before the fire hits, is to just take their smartphone and take a little video of their possessions. Because once the fire hits and you're
running and evacuating,
it's hard to remember what's in your house.
Right. That's a smart idea.
Yeah, just take your phone out and make sure that you remember to look inside drawers in your garage and other things that we wouldn't necessarily think about. But when you, if you are ever in the unfortunate situation of having to replace things, you at least have an idea of what was there.
Okay. Now, you know, when people are, you know, taken by surprise by these fires, where do they go for, you know, I mean, what if they didn't have insurance?
Well, this is an unfortunate thing, and one of the things we also want to remind people is that you need to have insurance, and you need to, because the federal government is not typically going to step in and replace your house. That's
right.
Not their role.
Right.
And you need to make sure, especially with older family members or friends, if they've paid off their house, because the mortgage company no longer requires it, they may not maintain insurance, and you need to make sure that you talk them into it.
Okay.
There was a recent fire here in Sacramento where 20% of the people were uninsured, and they're clearly struggling.
Wow. Yeah. Now, excuse me, different areas provide, you need different kinds of insurances, correct?
Well, for wildfire risk, the basic homeowner's policy provides that. Actually, fire is the one risk that is guaranteed to be covered by a homeowner's policy. And within that policy, of course, is cost to replace your house. But you need to understand what that means. Most policies in California are written on what we call a policy limit basis. So it will provide money up to a specified amount. So you need to make sure that you feel that amount would be adequate, especially if your house has special finishes and features. It also provides what we call additional living expenses. So if you're forced out of your house, then you have to go through the rebuilding process and find another place to live, your insurance will help do that also.
Right. And now what about renters? I mean, do they, should they be getting fire insurance too, or homeowners insurance?
Definitely. And renters often don't think about it. And in many cases with renters insurance, you can bundle it with auto insurance and other forms of insurance, which generally tends to make the cost, drive down the cost a little bit.
So let me ask you, if you have, if you're renting and the owners have insurance, but that's not really your insurance, is it?
Well, the rent, the owner's insurance will cover the building.
Correct,
but
not your...
your own possessions are what's covered by renter's insurance.
Okay. And you know, and I don't know if this is a question for you or not, but when you're out there looking for, you know, kind of prices, what's the best way to, you know, compare it to apples to each different, because there's so many different insurances, that how do you know what you're getting on each one?
Well, we generally recommend that you work with an agent. And there's two types of agents. There's what we call captive agents, and this is an agent that works for a single company, and those are the products that they can offer you. But there's also what are called independent agents, and these are agents that have relationships with a number of insurance companies that can offer you a number of products. And we do suggest that people shop around. There's still a lot of competition out there, and just because one insurance company may not want to write your particular risk, because insurance companies have to manage, you know, their own risk, there may be other companies that are more than willing to do that. And in addition, if you're really unable to find insurance, we have what's called the California Fair Plan, which will provide you with insurance.
Okay. And now, and I know we're talking about fires, but what about earthquake? Same thing?
Well, now, earthquake insurance and flood insurance are two special lines of insurance. They have to be purchased separately. They are not covered by your standard homeowner's policy.
Okay.
And there are companies that write earthquake insurance, and there's also the California Earthquake Authority, which writes insurance.
Okay.
And then for flood insurance, that's actually a federal program, the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, which unfortunately is in the process of getting renewed again. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. But that's where you would get flood insurance.
Wow. Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us and, of course, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show or you have any questions, one, you can always call us at 805-419-0008, or you can go to our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mark Secknan right now, and, of course, we're talking about really the wildfire in Southern California and how we can protect our homes, ourselves, our, you know, our possessions and things that, you know, it's always like we don't think it's going to happen to us. Isn't that usually the way it is? And then when it does, we're like, oh God, we want to be prepared. So where can people find out more about this information?
We actually have a website that is pciaa.net/wildfire. And that will provide a wide variety of resources, not only on what you should do on the insurance side, but also to help you understand what you should do on preparing your property, such as fenceable space, brush clearance. Cal Fire also has a website that has some really good information on that also.
So when you're saying, you know, obviously we're in summer right now and it's been really hot, what are some of the things that... You know, I mean, I know we have to, like, clear our bushes away and our weeds and within 10 feet of our stuff, right? And is there anything else that you can, that you should mention?
Well, I think other important things are making sure that your gutters aren't full of leaves.
Oh, okay.
And make sure that your vents are covered to the degree that you can make them covered, because a lot of fire damage is caused by traveling embers, and to the degree that you can stop them from landing in your gutter and igniting leaves, or things like that, that is a helpful tip.
Right, right. Okay. All right. And one last question. Is your homeowner's the same as your fire insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have to get, you know, another insurance on top of that.
Like
I know
flood.
It's like earthquake, flood. Now, okay, so it's homeowners and fire insurance.
And those
insurance
are usually options.
Correct.
To your homeowner's insurance.
Correct.
So I don't think they're another insurance. I think they're just add-ons.
Well, for earthquake and stuff, that's a separate standalone policy.
Okay.
The one risk that a homeowner's policy is required by law to cover is fire.
Right. Okay. Mark, I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and please share our show with everyone. And of course, you can listen on kimpaganoshow.com, or you can go to our podcast, and that's on iTunes / The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you bringing this to people's attention.
You got it. All right. All right. We are at the end of our show.
It
2 hours.
By,
I know. So anyways, I want to just say thank you to everybody for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, I know that we always talk about all of our great things that we've given away. And please call in so that you can get your name in for A Taste of Camarillo, Tequila and Taco Festival, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival. We've got all these great things that we would love to share with you. So call us right now. And of course, I mentioned the Fork It Over, and of course, that's happening Thursday, August 3rd, 6 to 9. We've got tickets for that. So with that, we are at the end of our show, and I just want to say go and be and do. Don't wait, because we're here, and today is another gift. So with that, I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. Don't promise when you're happy. Don't reply when you're angry, and don't decide when you're sad. With that, I want to thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and you know, coming back.
I'm coming back.
There you go. And Tom, thank you. And for all my listeners, I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit MikeForLoans.com, NMLS number 248433.